You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rollin'.
Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning, good morning. You've already been talking about the Jason Collins story. Yesterday, I actually got a text from my next guest, Cleo Monago, about it. And Cleo, of course, is head of the Black Men's Exchange. He does not call it an LGBT group. He prefers to call it among same gender-loving, gay-identifying, bisexual African-descendant males and allies. That's really how he frames it. And so, Cleo, let's get right to it. Your thoughts on this whole debate, this discussion about Jason Collins becoming the first male athlete in a Big Four dominating sports, if you will, to come out as gay while he is still an active player?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I congratulate him for having the courage to have self-acceptance and be who he is. And as we can all tell, he's an African-American man, and that's pretty significant because, interestingly enough, he's the first to do this as a player who's still involved in the sport. And he comes from a community that has yet to address this issue in a rational way and actually rationally address the fact that the same gender-loving black people exist. So it's kind of powerful what he's doing. And I think a lot of brothers who have these concerns about masculinity and homosexuality and that there's a dichotomy there are kind of confused this morning because he don't look like you're supposed to look when you're homosexual. So I think there's a lot going on. But my biggest point that I think we should actually do is start addressing this issue because that we haven't has created a whole lot of casualties. And a lot of people have been hating themselves. There's been some suicide, self-destruction, families breaking up, parents not talking to their kids, all kinds of things that have happened in our community in particular because we have not addressed this issue. So maybe that Jason has talked about it now will start that conversation because it needs to occur.
Roland,
go ahead.
He's the first athlete, and he's a professional basketball player. And there aren't any white professional basketball players in the NBA. If you're going to have a basketball player to come out in the NBA, he's going to be black. Or he's going to be foreign. But no white American, there aren't any in the NBA.
Right. Well, I think that he happens to play basketball. The bottom line is that I don't think he came out because he plays basketball. He came out because he's a high-profile person that wants to live his life and wants to stop ducking and hiding and came on with it and said, look, this is who I am.
Yeah.
So he could actually learn to be self-accepting and stop living in the dark.
Cleo, Cleo, what do you make about the folks who say he's a hero? Others say, well, he's not a hero. And I saw that whole conversation taking place on Twitter.
Well, I can see why people would say he's a hero because, again, there's a lot of people in our community and even across racial lines that suffer because they can't be who they are and they deal with religious persecution, physical persecution, psychological persecution, and people want relief. Just like when we had the first black president, the black people felt some sense of relief. Now we can go there. Now the ceiling has been broken and we have more possibility and more options and oppression won't be limiting everything. It's the same thing with same-gender-loving people, and it's double when you're same-gender-loving and black. So he is seen as a hero. I mean, it's never been done before. So that's why people are using the hero terminology. Now I get concerned about that because he's not an angel because he came out. But contextually, no one has done this before, and some people look at it as symbolically a sign of progress in society, a similar but not, of course, not the same thing, but similar to Obama becoming president. We look at it as social progress and that people will be less oppressed possibly.
Hey, Roland, what do you think about Chris Broussard of ESPN and what he said yesterday? He took the religious road.
And Cleo, that was a discussion between, I don't know if you saw it, between him and LZ Granderson. And they said that those two have had this discussion off air. Your thoughts about them having a discussion on air?
Well, it's to be expected. I mean, the views that that guy talked about exist. And I think, frankly, as a same gender loving person myself, that these attitudes are a result of all because of the fact that we have not had any conversation. There's a lot of ignorance, there's a lot of assumptions, there's a lot of judgment. There's all kinds of attitudes in our community that have festered since we've been in this country. Several hundred years, there's been no there's been no rational dialogue about this. There's been jokes, you know, there's been people talking undercover, but there's been no in the light conversation. So those kind of attitudes that guy had, which are old school attitudes, are expected. But if he knew a lot about King James, if he knew a lot about some historical things, he might have a different perspective. But it's to be expected that someone's going to say, particularly but Cleo, a black person.
I got to ask you, Cleo, but should the discussion be had? Because some people say, oh, don't have it at all. Whereas if you look at Jason Collins' actual statement, he said, if this sparks the conversation, then that's a good thing.
And he's all for it.
Yes. Again, it has to do with the fact that he feels like people should not live in the dark and live in oppressed lives anymore, and that the discussion should occur. And as I said earlier in this conversation, the black community, though this goes beyond black, but I think it's black people in particular, have been the sole group in this country that have not had the dialogue in a rational way on a collective basis. And there's been casualty that you don't even know about because the subject has not been broached. And Jason Collins knows all about what I'm talking about because he's lived this as a grown man for some time, and the torture of having to walk around and hear jokes and his manhood being put in question, and the black, what I call the black manhood resurrection campaign that goes on in our community around being a man, and all those kind of things that you can be sacrificing by being who you are based on people's attitudes. He threw that to the wind and said, look, I got to be me. So I agree with him that the conversation needs to occur.
Cleo Monago, Black Men's Exchange. Hey, man, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much. And again, the conversation shall continue.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right.
All right, folks.
All right, good job, Roland.